Good morning. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM Monday Morning After Show. And good morning, Zeke.
Howdy. How you doing?
How are you doing?
Doing very well. And you?
I'm doing good. I think you got the weather observation not too long ago. Said something about
mild
weather.
I got it up on the...
We'll talk about it in the second hour of the show.
Later, yeah. So I got it up on the computer, but I no longer have the computer in front of me.
Oh, that's okay.
And you had wanted to say something else as well about...
About List and Phoenix, actually. But I'll go into that in the second hour of the show. Because I have a whole two songs. So
okay,
let's go into Zeke's alternate art interview.
Yes, we have Jennifer Marchand here. Am I pronouncing your last name right?
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't go mm-hmm. You got to say yes. This is the radio.
Oh, sorry.
That's
this
okay.
is absolutely how you pronounce my last
okay,
name.
Okay, yes. Yeah, see, talking is always good. Nodding heads and mm-hmm doesn't translate real well. I'm sorry to be busting your chops, but it's a friendly bust of chops.
No,
but yes,
that's fine.
Congratulations.
I need to know these things.
Okay, congratulations. Because, you won the Pearly Robertson Award from the American Art Therapy Association, right?
I did. So
what the hell is it? What the heck is it?
Well, it's for students or professionals who are art therapists or training as art therapists, who are exploring the capacities of art therapy to work cross-culturally.
Okay, and mm-hmm. so then, hold on one second. Mm-hmm. Let me take a step back here. Exploring stuff cross-culturally?
That's right.
Okay. Can we get into a little bit more? So you're dealing with American-Canadian. You're dealing with black-white. I'm a little bit confused this early in the morning.
Sure. Uh-huh. Well, for the application process itself, it was open to different types of projects.
Okay.
So for me, it's about working with refugees.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially people seeking refuge in Canada.
Okay.
But for other applications, mm-hmm. could have been anything.
Okay.
Know, yeah.
And so then, yes, to speak specifically about your project, there it's, mm-hmm. you had the project, then you applied and then came up with a project. What was the process?
A little bit of both, really, because I just entered the program in September and I applied before that date. So it was even before I entered the training program mm-hmm. that I'm currently in at Concordia. So I just thought about where I'd like to go with my training and where I'd like to be as a professional.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested in working with refugees. And so I started exploring in my application how I can combine the healing aspects of art therapy and refugees.
Okay, and can you explain more in detail what your project is dealing with? Is it refugees from a specific area or a specific way of dealing with them via using art therapy?
Sure. Well, I guess I started becoming interested in working with refugees because, I'm interested in environmental refugees because the reasons why people are becoming refugees is increasing. So there's not only political unrest, but there's also environmental factors that come into play. So sea level rises, resource scarcity. And so environmental refugees is kind of my interest. So that means refugees coming from any place, namely developing countries, into Canada.
Okay, and then as far as using art therapy so as to help with the healing process, is it that you're mm-hmm. just designating that these are the refugees and we're going to use standard art therapy practices so as to do it, or is it there because mm-hmm. it's environmental refugees, there's a slight switch and change?
I wouldn't really know that necessarily at this point, but I would be using more of a trauma-based art therapy.
Okay.
And art therapy has been used... basically to help people cope with the impacts of trauma. And so I would just apply that to refugees.
Okay, and then if you can take a step back, because mm-hmm. I know that I'm familiar with art therapy a little bit.
Okay. It's,
I know mm-hmm. Les Impatientes and Art Brut and sort of the cursory, okay, stuck it into Google and mm-hmm. what shows up. And, it makes a little bit of sense, but I'm certain you know a little bit more about it if you could explain as mm-hmm. the sort of backstory.
Okay. Well, it basically started kind of like what you're bringing up here at Brut, with the Prinzhorn collection. I don't know if you know anything about that. Prinzhorn, he was a Swiss psychologist, and he published a book in 1911 that was all about the artworks of psychiatric patients. And it was more of a diagnostic tool, although that's a little bit debunked now, but...
At the time, it sounded good.
At the time, it sounded really great, and it's a wonderful book, great collection. So that's kind of, in my opinion, how it got the ball rolling of using art clinically. But currently, as it stands, art therapy is it's a bit of a mixture of traditional psychotherapy, so like talk therapy, cure therapy, mm-hmm. and the healing aspects of art making, so the creative process.
Okay, and how did you sort of luck into it or lurch into it or end up doing it?
Yeah, good question. Well, I trained as an artist at NASCAD University in Halifax, and during that time I did an exchange to Ghana, and I was training at the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology College of Art. So fun to say that.
Yeah. Science and Technology School of Art. That's very cool.
And a fellow student invited me to basically join her for her practicum work at the Accra Psychiatric Institute. And she was interested in art therapy, so I volunteered as an art therapist at the psychiatric ward there. And yeah, I started using art therapy with people who were incarcerated.
You bring up an interesting thing, because there it's, as a complete aside, it's I used to volunteer to teach adults how to read. And I had one student whose name was Emmanuel, who's Ghanaian.
Wow.
And he is also diagnosed with schizophrenia. And he's, I don't know, about 7'15" or something like that. And he's about 6,000 tons. He's a very large, imposing man. And because he's been diagnosed with schizophrenia and he has, his primary care is basically the emergency room, which is not terribly good in any way, shape, or form. He just moves slowly, but he is like a sort of just sort of a force in nature, but not a terribly fast-moving force in nature. I know precious little about psychiatry. I know even less about diagnosing anything like that, but realizing in talking with him about teaching him how to read, that he went from Ghana via Libya to Germany, from Germany to France, from France to Canada, all while not speaking any of the languages.
Wow.
My guess, and it was just my guess, is that he's not schizophrenic at all, but it's the whole refugee process and not being able to use the language properly. Mm-hmm. He comes in and he suddenly says, oh my God, I have the voices that tell me to kill myself, which is basically, yes, feeling suicidal.
Right.
However, if it's mistranslated, especially the English to French here, then you're hearing voices, you're schizophrenic, and at which point, let's do this to you and so on. And I'm just saying, okay, so if he could make it, the brilliant thing to me was just the knowledge that if you go to Libya and then hit Germany, instant refugee status, because Ghana is like one of these friendly countries that just, dirt poor and you want to get out of there, but nobody's going to say, oh my God, they have a horrible, horrible political system and they're going to throw you in jail. No, but you come from Libya. Oh yes, we'll take you open arms. Mm-hmm. And I just was endlessly fascinated with his story.
Yeah. And if he would have ended up in a psychiatric ward in Ghana for schizophrenia, mm-hmm. that would...
Well, here he's still pumped up with lots and lots of drugs.
Right.
But, you know, that's a whole aside and stuff like that. We're here to talk about you, not about my life. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a great point, actually, because the integration process into a new country when you do achieve or obtain refugee status is extremely important, especially when somebody is experiencing symptoms of trauma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to me, it's the sort of thing that's just, I know that I haven't left Montreal in, I think, maybe something like about 12 years. And the longer I stay here, the less likely it is that I'm going to even venture across the river. The concept that people will travel halfway around the world with no promise of anything is just, to me, mind-bogglingly. But it must be such a horrific situation that they're trying to leave.
Yeah, severe, mm-hmm. severe loss mm-hmm. often.
So getting back to what you do,
sure.
You're at Concordia. Are you actually doing any practical work now, or is it still in the training stage?
I am. Yep. So for the first year, we're offered a practicum position. So I'm at the Center for Arts and Human Development, and there I train and practice as an art therapist with my co-therapists. Mm-hmm. We have group therapy. And next year, I'll be able to choose my site. So I'm still kind of thinking about that and where the best place is for me to go in order to do my research as well.
Okay. And so then this would be getting back to this Pearlie Robin. And by the way, I wanted to ask, but I asked you off air, but we can get mm-hmm. this on the air. Any information about who Pearlie Robinson, Robertson?
No.
We're going to have to do some research on this.
Okay, yeah. We'll do that too.
Or we can do that together. Hand in hand, together. Forward, ho. But yeah, there then to get back to your specific project, it was with the application process, it's just working with the refugees as opposed to a specific way of working with them?
Yeah, I didn't specify that. To be honest, it was a 2-page double-spaced application.
Okay.
And also being before I entered the training program. But now I'm really becoming interested in using collage with people who've experienced trauma, and mainly refugees, because a lot of people who have experienced trauma have difficulty organizing their stories in their mind, and sometimes the narrative can get very confused, and collage is, you know, inherently yes. mm-hmm. fragmented. So it's an empowering process, because you can just draw from these fragments and pull your story together through the associations that you create the images.
Mm-hmm. No, I was actually talking with a friend recently about making collage, and the one thing that to me can elevate them entirely is to put a frame around them, in terms of I've seen with do you know Paul Butler at all?
No.
Paul Butler is this artist out of Winnipeg who runs this thing called the Other Gallery, and then for a couple of years he had these sort of collage parties where he'd travel around the country going to art school to art school to art school, just bring, or actually no, he wouldn't bring the magazines, he would get them to get the magazines, and somehow the Canada Council funded him to the tune of a couple wow. of $1,000 just to go have parties at art schools where people get to cut up pictures.
Lucky.
I said, but then to me it's normally with that sort of collage, it's just sort of like, okay, let's cut out glue, stick them on a paper, put a pin on it, and it's on the wall, and it's very ephemeral.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's once you put a frame around it, it suddenly becomes, ooh, that's special. That's yeah. important. It definitely puts it out of the ordinary.
Mm. And the frame can contain it as well. If
yep.
you know, it's been a very intense emotional process mm-hmm. for you. Yeah. You can contain the mm-hmm. issues
yes.
that are within
mm-hmm.
it.
And then, yeah, the other sort of thing that I wanted to briefly mention is that mm-hmm. this is a scholarship from the American Art Therapy Association. Is there a Canadian Art Therapy Association?
There is. There it's is. The Canadian Art okay. Therapy Association.
They're the CATA as opposed to the ATA?
That's right. That's right.
And do they have anything similar to this, or is it sort of they're just an offshoot and...
Well, the reason why I was able to apply to the AATA is because Concordia University, the art therapy program, is accredited by the AATA. So I was allowed to apply. Mm-hmm. And CATA does have bursaries, but they weren't being offered at the same time. And yeah.
Okay. So then at which point when they do come up with them, you'll apply for them
Absolutely.
As well?
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. At which point, thank you very, very much. Congratulations immensely and so on. Yeah, I hope that... Now my tongue is not working anymore. Let me take a step back. I hope that everything continues to go extremely well for you. And yeah, sounds very, very cool. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Well, on that, we're going to go to Democracy Now! Headlines.
Thank what time you. Is it?
It's right now 8:01.
No!
It's okay. Thank you very much, Jennifer, again for
You're
coming
welcome.
In and talking about art therapy.